Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Tomorrow's a WRAL weather alert day. We have a level one risk for severe storms as well as a level two risk. I'll show you the updated timeline of who could see the storms and when.
A man is seriously injured after being hit by a truck along Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Coming up, I'll tell you where the investigation stands.
And President Biden laying out his plans for America's future and the State of the Union as he faces criticism ahead of the 2024 election.
See a future where defending democracy, you don't diminish it.
Under his administration, families are worse off. Our communities are less safe.
We'll break down more of the big topics Biden addressed and the response from top Republicans.
The busy spring break travel season is getting started this weekend. Why you might be paying more for your vacation and the steps you can take to stay within your budget. People getting spring fever already. We're going to have spring-like temperatures and showers on the way. First, we've got a gorgeous sunrise, so we're glad you're waking up with us right now. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Ken Smith. What a treat this is, isn't it? And
beautiful.
Of course, a lot of people might be making plans this weekend. Let's go over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center, looking at the big picture for us.
Nice to have at least a dry day before the rain rolls in, but it is going to have a big effect on our day tomorrow. This is a look at what's happening right now. We have several clusters of thunderstorms associated with this system that will arrive tomorrow as it moves across the country. We have a level two risk for severe storms for parts of Cumberland and Sampson County, Hope County, and a little bit of Moore County. We could see some isolated wind damage anywhere, but because, of course, we have the level one risk for the rest of the viewing area. If we're going to see any isolated tornadoes, they would be down to the south or south and east. Here's a look at Futurecast. This morning, we're seeing partly cloudy skies, and we'll continue to see some nice clearing, especially in our eastern counties back to around Raleigh or Durham. And then we're going to see the clouds rolling back in from the west, and we'll see some rain by midnight or so. That rain's going to be really heavy tomorrow morning. Just be ready for it. If you have to be out at all between, say, 7 or 8 o'clock and, say, noon and 1 o'clock, that's when it will be heaviest. And we do have the potential for some flooding. I'll show you how much rain we'll see and what those risks will be coming up. Once we get to mid to late afternoon, it starts to scatter, and then we'll potentially see one more line that comes in between, say, 6 and 7 from Rocky Mount to Goldsboro to Clinton and Fayetteville, and then it's out of here by around 9. So maybe from say 5 to 6 to 8 or 9 o'clock, we'll have that one line. That would be our best chance of seeing any severe storms. It's a nice morning out there. We take a live look at Roxborough, and we're seeing a beautiful sunrise here. Temperatures are in the mid-50s in the triangle, but it's cooler than that in some places. South Hills at 44, Roxborough at 48, along with Rocky Mount and Goldsboro, and 50 degrees in Southern Pines. Checking our hour-by-hour forecast, we climb into the mid-60s this afternoon under partly cloudy skies, but of course, we're looking at the rain rolling in on Saturday. I'll show you what the temperature will feel like behind the system on Sunday. Coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, it is now 6:03 as we take a look at traffic. Not seeing any big problems around the triangle. I just checked with Raleigh 911. They do have that earlier pedestrian crash out at MLK at Quarry Street. We're going to get an update from Nick Perlin in the WRAL News Tracker here in just a little bit. But elsewhere, we're nice and quiet on major routes, including over in Durham. As we take a look at those approaches into Durham right now, we're not picking up any problems on I-40, and I-85 is looking clear.
And breaking news this morning, more on that pedestrian crash that Brian mentioned. A man is seriously hurt after he was hit by a truck. That crash happened on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard near Quarry Street around 1:30 this morning. That's where Nick Perlin is now with the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. And Nick, police just reopened that road in the last half hour.
That's right, Renee. The scene has literally just cleared out minutes before we were set to go on air. And as you can see, cars are flying by me. Traffic is moving very freely along MLK Boulevard right now. But I do want to show you this video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. This will give you an idea of what this scene looked like. You can see this white truck on your screen. That is the truck that is believed to have hit the pedestrian. You can see damage to the front end of that truck. Now, investigators with Raleigh Police shine flashlights on the debris left behind at the scene to get more information on what happened. We are told the man that was hit did not use a crosswalk when crossing the street and was hit near Quarry Street. The person who hit him did stay on scene to cooperate with the investigation. Now, we're still trying to get an update on how that man who was hit is doing, and we're also going to try to find out if there will be any charges in this crash. Reporting live in Raleigh, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
President Joe Biden is preparing for a rematch with former President Donald Trump in November, and at times his State of the Union address resembled a campaign rally. He delivered a passionate speech last night at the U.S. Capitol, where you're, of course, looking live this morning. He covered major issues facing the country, including improving the economy and preserving democracy. With House Speaker Mike Johnson sitting behind him, Biden pressed House Republicans to pass aid for Ukraine as well as funding for Israel. He announced plans for a new port in Gaza to allow humanitarian aid to reach the war-torn region. He also called for a bipartisan national security bill to protect the southern border and vowed to protect reproductive rights.
If you, the American people, send me a Congress that supports the right to choose, I promise you, I'll restore Roe v. Wade as the law of the land again.
Protesters gathered outside the Capitol building over Biden's handling of the Israel-Hamas war, and he faced heckling inside the chamber as well, including from Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Senator Katie Britt of Alabama gave the Republican response. She criticized Biden's age and policies, saying a change in the White House is needed.
What we saw was the performance of a permanent politician who has actually been in office for longer than I've been alive. One thing was quite clear, though. President Biden just doesn't get it. He's out of touch.
Old wife and mom.
Katie Britt is 42, by the way. Britt argued President Biden inherited the most secure border of all time, but undid all of former President Trump's policies.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, as Ken was just mentioning, last night President Biden announced plans for a new port in Gaza to allow for humanitarian aid to reach that war-torn region. And this morning we are learning a ship will head to Gaza today carrying that aid as a test of the new humanitarian corridor. A ship belonging to Spain's Open Arms will make a pilot voyage just to test the region. The ship has been waiting in Cyprus for permission to deliver food from the World Central Kitchen, which is a U.S. charity kitchen. European Commission presidents at the EU, the U.S., and the United Arab Emirates are partnering to deliver large quantities of aid to Gaza.
This morning on Today, full coverage and analysis of President Biden's State of the Union address and the response. Today airs at 7 right here on WREL.
Well, new information released around 3 o'clock this morning by AAA shows 30% of North Carolinians plan to travel for spring break. This year's trip may cost you a bit more, though, than it did in the past. WREL's Kelsey Coffey live in Raleigh this morning. And Kelsey, a lot of families taking these spring break trips will have to be hitting the road.
Ken, AAA just released new data within the last couple of hours. It shows that the average price of gas here in North Carolina is about $3.22 a gallon. Now, just a month ago, we were paying less than $3 a gallon. But let's give you a live look now at prices here at the intersection of Gorman and Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. You can see that gas is $3.28 at that Exxon, and then it's the same price across the street here at this BP. So that's just a few cents above the state average this morning. If you're headed on spring break for a road trip, it's smart to figure out where you'll stop for gas ahead of time.
Even though you're going to be paying more than you did this time last year, depending on how you plan your route, you will be able to save some pennies. So there's a ton of apps out there. AAA has one. You can get online and look and say, okay, I'm probably going to need to stop for gas here. Here's where I'll get the cheapest price per tank.
And if you're looking for the cheapest gas prices here locally, just go to WREL.com and search Fuel Tracker. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Today, we'll learn the next steps in the legal challenge against voter ID in North Carolina. A hearing today will determine whether a single judge or a three-judge panel will hear the NAACP's case. It's challenging the state's constitutional amendments for both voter ID and an income tax cap. This case began in 2018 when the NAACP challenged the constitutional amendment ballot questions. The argument, they say, a racially gerrymandered legislature does not have authority to change the state's constitution. The state Supreme Court agreed in 2022.
Rocky Mount firefighters say a huge fire at a recycling plant is still not completely out. This is aerial view from Sky 5. It started about 11 Wednesday night at the Rocky Mount Recyclers plant. Firefighters aren't sure what started it, though. No one was hurt, and firefighters say the fumes are not toxic.
Once more, we have two big jackpots up for grabs. The Mega Millions jackpot now stands at $687 million. The next drawing is tonight at 11. And the Powerball jackpot has climbed to $521 million. Not too shabby. That drawing is tomorrow night at 11. As always, you can watch both drawings live right here on WREL.
Well, just about 10 minutes after 6 this morning, George Santos wants to return to Congress. His announcement about a new campaign after being ousted from his seat last year.
A pair of triangle rivals will be tipping off today in the ACC tournament. A look at their quarterfinal matchup happening this afternoon in Greensboro.
And I'm tracking a potent system that brings heavy rain and the potential for severe thunderstorms to our area by tomorrow. I'll show you the timeline and who's most likely to see severe storms.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
This is a potent system that's crossing the country right now. The main thing that everybody's going to see is a lot of heavy rain in the first half of the day tomorrow. Then after that, we're going to see things scattering out a little bit with a chance for some scattered storms that could produce some wind damage. This is, of course, look at our severe weather threat. It's a WREL weather alert day for tomorrow. Everybody is under a level 1 or 2 risk for severe storms. Our southern counties in the level 2 risk would be a bit more likely to see some storms that could produce some wind damage or an isolated tornado. But again, everybody's going to see that heavy rain. It's a nice start out there this morning. We're seeing a mix of sun and clouds, partly cloudy here in Clinton and across most of the viewing area. Out of the bus stop, temperatures you'll notice a little bit cooler, anywhere from the mid-40s to low-50s this morning. And as the kids get off the bus, expect mid-60s under partly cloudy skies. Brian?
614, Elizabeth, we're off to a pretty quiet start around the triangle as we take a look at that live map. No crashes reported anywhere in Wake County. Also looking good this morning in Durham and Chapel Hill. Over in Hillsborough, traffic's flowing freely on I-85 and I-40 as well. We do have that police activity out at MLK at Quarry Street from that earlier crash. Just want to keep that in mind as you head through that area. I-40 at Aviation Parkway looking good in both directions. And at the moment, at least, all of those major approaches into the RDU exits are quiet.
Ken? And that's always good news on a Friday morning, Brian. Thanks. Well, a Raleigh Parks Department employee is on administrative leave after being charged with stalking. NC State Police say Kenley Fuller falsely identified himself as a licensed on-duty EMT and gave first aid to students at an off-campus party. Officers say he later misrepresented himself to them again at another location. He's charged with stalking and impersonating fire EMS personnel.
We have a school delay in Harnett County to tell you about. Overhills High School in Spring Lake will be on a 2-hour delay today because of a fire in a storage area. In a post to social media, school administration said fire officials are working to make sure that it's safe for students to return to school.
Expelled Congressman George Santos says he's running for the House again. Santos announced last night that he will challenge Republican Nick LaLota in New York's primary election in June. LaLota led the charge to expel Santos from Congress last year. Santos was ousted from Congress after a scathing ethics report criticizing his conduct and possible misuse of campaign funds. Well, this weekend is filled with fun, including a free event featuring snakes at a downtown Raleigh museum.
Let's start with that free event in downtown Raleigh. The North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences will host its annual Reptile and Amphibian Day. Hugely popular tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Both floors of the museum will be filled with live animals like snakes, turtles, frogs, and toads. You can learn more about them and even touch them. That might be a hard no for you, but so many kids are all about it. Oh, crocodiles, yeah, are this year's featured animal. Admission is free.
And this weekend is also your last chance to see the circus in Raleigh. Universal Circus will hold its final shows on Sunday at Coastal Credit Union Music Park at Walnut Creek. This interactive circus includes high-flying fun and comedy. Tickets are still on sale right now.
Tomorrow, comedian Gabriel Iglesias brings his Don't Worry, Be Fluffy tour to PNC Arena. And also Saturday, all-female Irish music group Celtic Woman will be at Durham Performing Arts Center. Tickets are on sale for both of these shows. For more information on these events and to see even more events coming up this weekend, just go to WREL.com and search keyword out and about. Don't worry.
That's in my head. It's going to be in my head for the rest of the day.
Look at this gorgeous sunrise right now.
Gotta love that. But, you know, enjoy it right now because we're in for some major changes. You know, I'll just Elizabeth Gardner tracking it all for us.
Yeah, Saturday is going to be messy for sure. It is a WREL weather alert day. We're going to see a heavy rain in the morning. We could see up to an inch, maybe even an inch and a half of rain during the morning hours. And then it starts to scatter during the afternoon. But at that point, we could see a few isolated thunderstorms, especially in our south and eastern counties. That would be late afternoon into the evening. That severe weather threat is going to be most likely south and east of the triangle. And you can see that here in our level two risk, which is parts of Sampson County, Cumberland County, Hope County, and Moore County. Everybody else looking at just a level one risk for severe storms. Let's take a look at what's happening out there right now. Back to our west is the system. And there has been a good bit of lightning with this. We even had a severe thunderstorm watch overnight last night. That has expired. But from Texas all the way across the Mississippi Valley, this system is moving eastward, and it has a lot of rain associated with it. Today's a nice quiet day. We will see clearing from east to west. We usually see it the other direction, but expect a good bit of sunshine today. The farther east you go, the more sun you'll see. Later in the afternoon, the clouds start to fill in from the west, and we'll see rain by midnight. It's going to be heavy. There's 6 a.m. By 6 a.m., rain is spreading across the viewing area, and then it gets heavy back here. Sometimes these yellow and orange shaded areas are where thunderstorms would be, but it's an indication of heavy rain, and that rain is going to be heavy from 8 to about 1 o'clock in the afternoon. After that, it's just scattered, but we are likely to have a band of storms that develops as we get into, say, 6 or 7 o'clock and slides eastward by around 8 or 9 o'clock. That's probably going to be our best chance for seeing any severe storms. And the big question is, will we see that unstable portion of the system moving up into our viewing area, or will it all stay down into South Carolina? So we're watching that closely. I'm pretty sure that we're going to see a good bit of rain out of this. Half an inch to an inch in the north, an inch and a half to 2 inches in our southern county. So it's going to be a soaker for us. And we do have a medium risk for flooding for almost the entire viewing area with some of those heavier rainfall totals. It's going to be coming down so fast. That's the reason that we'll have that potential for flooding. So streets that tend to flood fairly easily where you are, that's the main thing you'll want to watch out for tomorrow morning. Take a live look at Goldsboro. Still cloudy. Some clouds hanging around Apex and Chapel Hill. But we are looking at holes in the clouds in some spots this morning with a pretty sunrise. Again, tomorrow is a WREL weather alert day. Heavy rain the first half of the day, and then a short window in the evening where some of those storms could produce some wind damage. We set those clocks ahead 1 hour on Saturday as we move back to daylight time. And Sunday looks nice. It will be cooler with the high of 60, but it's going to be a breezy day on Sunday. But we jump from 60 on Sunday all the way to 77 degrees on Thursday. And I don't know, Brian, you know, it'll be nice to have the dry, warm conditions.
Yeah, but it's not going to be long till we have the humidity and
the pollen
and the mosquitoes and the misery of summer in North Carolina.
Brian is never happy. Have you noticed that?
And that's from the heart of a native North Carolinian to complain about summer. We're quiet around the triangle right now as we take a look at traffic. No trouble showing up anywhere in Wake, Durham, or Orange County. We'll be watching those sensors, let you know how all that's developing as we head through the morning. Do want to give you a heads up about a road closure in Orange County that starts Sunday night at 11 o'clock. They're going to be closing Millhouse Road near New Jericho Road between there and Cell Tower Drive as part of a bridge widening project, and it's going to be closed for about 4 months. So expect a detour as you head through that area beginning Sunday night.
Well, Durham Public Schools are looking ahead to what's next for their classified staff, how their pay concerns are being addressed in the district's budget priorities for the coming year.
And Mike Tyson is stepping back in the ring for a major Netflix event. The challenger who's stepping up, and reaction from fans coming up in What's Trending.
And here's a look at your North Carolina Education Lottery winning numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Well, boxing legend Mike Tyson will return to the ring this summer for a live match on Netflix.
Get ready. Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending.
Well, this will be something, won't it? The 57-year-old Tyson will fight YouTuber Jake Paul in that Netflix special. Mark your calendars, July 20th. Paul is a pro fighter with 9 wins under his belt, mostly in exhibition bouts. That's not stopping people online from comparing him to Little Mac from the old Mike Tyson punch-out video game.
You know, the gamers are all over this matchup. And, you know, some marketing genius thought this up, and they're going to make some money on this. But Mike Tyson at any age is fierce in the ring still.
For sure. That will draw a lot of eyeballs.
100%.
No question about it. Wonder Woman has brought another wonder into the world. Actress Gal Gadot has shared this picture of her fourth baby girl, Ori. Little Ori's 3 sisters were born in 2011, 2017, and 2021.
Ori, what a beautiful name. Gal Gadot is from Israel, and Ori means my light in Hebrew. And then the caption to that photo, she finished out saying, welcome to the house full of girls, and then said, daddy's pretty cool too. Prayers for daddy with 4 girls.
Yeah. Ooh, he's going to need it. All right. Thanks, Brian. Well, the ACC Women's Basketball Tournament continues today in Greensboro. Among the matchups, a big game between Triangle rivals. Duke advanced to the quarterfinals with a 70-58 win over Georgia Tech Thursday. The Blue Devils will play the number 2 seed NC State today in a game that will tip off around 5 this afternoon.
UNC's hopes to win the ACC tournament are over. They could not hang on to a 14-point lead, losing to Miami 60-59. The Tar Heels hope to make the NCAA tournament with an at-large bid.
And checking this, a big storm out here across parts of the south. That's headed our way for Saturday. Saturday is a WRAL weather alert day. I'll show you how much rain you could see and what your chances are of severe storms.
And a man is in the hospital after being hit by a truck this morning in Raleigh. What we know about the crash on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Quarry Road.
And shocking video, a wheel of a plane falls off a Boeing 777 jet moments after taking off with hundreds of people on board. The damage that tire caused on the ground and the response from United Airlines.